gentlemen, and welcome to the marketplace of America. Let's trade your salvation, where hundreds of people have come dressed in ridiculous costumes, hoping for the chance to trade their salvation for unknown riches. And now, here's that old wheeler dealer himself, seeking whom he may devour, Monty Lucifer!
Hey! Thank you, Jay. Get thee behind me. Hi, everybody. Hey, hi, everybody. Welcome to Let's Trade Your Salvation. Well, you all know how the game's played. So right off, I'm going to need a contestant. And you, sir, you want to come right out here? Let's hear it for him. Come on. Just right out here. All right. What is your name, sir?
Buck. Buck Weezer.
Buck Weezer, you want to take off the mask, Buck?
Oh, forgot I had it on. Little girl made this in bloopers.
Yeah, I can tell. Okay, where are you from, Buck?
Chula Vista, California.
Chula Vista, California. You're not nervous being on television for the first time, are you?
No, I just didn't think I'd get chosen, you know.
Yeah, I can.
Hi, Ralph. He dressed up like a turnip and they wouldn't take him.
Okay. Great. Okay, Buck, to start a little game going, what do you got there in the bag?
Oh, the bag. It's my salvation. My salvation bag.
Right, his bag of salvation. And to start our little game going, I'm going to offer him $100 for that little bag. What do you say, Buck?
No way!
Whoa! Okay, Buck, I'm going to up it $200 more. I'm going to go to $300 cash for that little bag of salvation. What do you say now?
Is that your final offer?
He's
so tricky! The bag. I'm going to keep the bag.
He's going to trade away the money and keep the bag. Okay, Buck. I'm going to go up to my final offer. $200 more. I'm going up to $500 cash for that little bag of salvation. What do you say now?
I'm sticking with the bag.
He's going to keep the bag and trade away all the money. Okay, Buck, you passed up a great deal there, but don't worry. There's bigger deals yet to come. Okay, Jay's coming out here with a tray. And, Buck, how would you like to know what's on that tray?
Oh, I sure would.
I'll bet you would, but I'm not going to tell you. But I will tell you that what's on that tray can be yours for that little bag of salvation. What do you say?
Ooh. Do I get any clues?
No, it's totally up to you.
Oh.
5 seconds? 2 seconds?
The bag!
He's going to keep the bag and trade away the tray. Well, Buck, how would you like to see what's on that tray?
I'm not sure.
Go ahead and show him. A crock pot! And here's Jay to tell you about it.
Right, Monty, that's not just any crock pot. That's a Spiegel crock pot. The cooker that really cooks chicken to a tender, tasty morsel in only 4 hours. Yes, Spiegel crock pot. When you say Spiegel, you mean quality. When you say crock pot, you mean crock pot. Monty?
Thank you, Jay. Well, Buck, you passed up a great deal there.
Boy, my wife is gonna kill me. We just had crock the other night, you know.
Well, don't worry. Don't worry, because once again, there's bigger deals yet to come. Okay, I want you to look back there to the curtain that Carol Barrel's pointing to.
Is she the one in blue?
Yes, sirree, Buck. And what's behind that curtain can be yours for that little bag. What do you say?
Oh, it's not another crock pot, is it?
No, it's not another crock pot, but I'll tell you what. How would you like to see part of what's behind that curtain?
Could I?
Pull the curtain, Jay.
Ah!
A color television. And here's Jay to tell you about it.
Right, Monty, that's a Spiegel 24-inch digit-control color television, stylishly decorated in hand-carved wood. And the picture, whoa, Nelly, clear as if you were there yourself. Yes, Spiegel 24-inch digit-control color television. When you say Spiegel, you mean quality. When you say television, you mean TV. Monty?
Thank you, Jay. And that's not all, Buck. You said you were married?
Yes, my wife's sitting back there on the trading floor.
Okay, then she'll love you forever when you give her what Carol Barrel's wearing, a beautiful mink coat.
Golly!
Right, Monty, a Spiegel mink coat. That coat's so real, you'll have to hang in the cage. Be the envy of everyone. Get a Spiegel mink coat from Spiegel, Chicago 666, Illinois. Monty?
Thank you, Jay. You know, Buck, that TV you can watch forever, and your wife's going to love that mink coat, all for that little bag. What do you say?
Boy, it's tempting.
I know it is, and I'll tell you what, Buck. Besides those, I'm going to include the $500 cash, the crock pot, and Carol Barrel.
The one in blue.
Yes, sir, Buck. It can all be yours. That little bag of salvation. What do you say now, Buck?
Ooh,
The gifts.
All right. I'm going to take the bag.
He's going to keep the bag and trade away all these gifts. Okay, Buck. Open it up. See what's inside.
Now?
Yeah, you trade for it.
Oh, boy. I'm so nervous.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see. Holly Bibble?
Yeah, that's the instruction book.
Instructions for what? There's nothing else in this bag.
That's right. Just God's promise of salvation. You know, even that's no good unless you believe it. I'll tell you what, Buck. How would you like to win something today that you can put your hands on? Yeah, you can put it right in your Winnebago. Yes, Buck, the big deal of the day. And here's Jay to tell you about it.
Right, Monty, we start off with water skis, Spiegel asbestos water skis, and a new 16-foot Spiegel water cruiser. When you say Spiegel, you mean quality. When you say water cruiser, you mean boat. And you'll need that boat, Buck, when you arrive at your eternal vacation at the Lake of Fire. Yeah, Buck, you'll look like a million skimming across the coals amid the wailing and gnashing of teeth. Monty?
Thank you, James. Oh, boy, that's a great vacation. It can all be yours, that little bag. What do you say, Buck? Buck, what do you say?
Looking at this book, look what it says. It says, for what shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his soul?
No, we're not talking about your soul. No, we're just talking about your salvation. Come on, Buck, the price is right.
Well, it says here the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
No. Gifts. These are gifts, Buck. Those are just lies.
Well, it says he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. That means you'll go to hell.
No, it doesn't, Buck. No, Buck, it doesn't mean anything like that. You know, they just wrote those things to confuse you. You know, they wrote those things to make you feel guilty.
Says here, these things are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. I'm not making this stuff up. It's right here in black and white.
Okay, Buck, look, you seem to have your heart set on it, but I'll tell you what, why don't you look into that tomorrow? You know, put it off. These gifts are right here waiting for you tonight.
Look, he says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.
Okay. Okay, Buck, you old wheeler dealer, you. I'll tell you what, we'll show we're good sports here. Go ahead, keep the bag, but anytime you want to come back and trade away, we'll have all these gifts waiting for you.
Anytime?
Sure, just come on down.
Hey, you know, it's kind of a coincidence you should say that.
Uh-huh.
My wife, she had me in church the other day, and they were saying Jesus Christ was coming back soon. Your show was going to be canceled.
Rapture, rumor, Jay, the curtain.